Budget. This is the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. We're here today for a work session on three bills, the first of which is the budget bill for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, House Bill 5172. Open a work session on House Bill 5172. Mr. Seaver.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, we'll be working both 5172 and 5173 at the same time. They're all folded together in the memo, so you might want to open
the
session.
We will open the work session on 5173.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll start with the, you should have at your place a packet of information. At the top would be the LFO memo dated June 27th. Dealing with House Bill 5172 and 5173. I'd walk first through the performance measures for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. As you may recall from the joint presentation process, the board underwent some extension revision to their measures last biennium. The legislature last biennium did not accept the performance measures and had them work during the interim on establishing some new measures, a new set of measures, and getting approval from the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for those measures. And what you see here is a result of that work. I believe we have, the subcommittee is recommending one additional change or addition to the measures, and that is what would be number 12, which is the number of species being considered listing as threatened or endangered that were not listed in the last year due to state actions. And also, of course, the standard customer service measures. And Madam Chair, that's it. LFO is recommending approval of the performance measures as you see them on the Lease to Oregon Benchmark 2005-07.
And the only thing I think I could add to this discussion is that over the course of the session, discussions have moved forward with our federal partners on their need to also gauge the progress that Oregon's making against the spending of the PCSRF funds. And so we have a budget note that we put in here asking if there is, trying to find the place where we can conform the state's performance measures with the federal performance measures for efficiency of measurement and tracking. And so with that, I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendation on the performance measures.
So
I have the motion. Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. Mr. Seaver.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I turn your attention to the work session action report. LFO analyst recommended. And starting with page number 5, I would point out that the title is LFO Analyst Recommended, not House or Senate version, because for this budget, for OWIP's budget, so we have some concurrence with the, both the Senate and the House, at least initially, on what the budget should look like.
Defibrillator.
So we didn't need to create extra versions in order. I just wanted to point out why the title is maybe a little different than what you've been seeing previously. Starting on page 5 begins the recommendations for the operations program unit. This program unit holds a lot of the funding for Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. And starting with package 070, it's just a revenue shortfall reduction due to other funds revenue not being sufficient to meet the expenditure limitation in the 0305 legislatively approved budget. So LFO is recommending approval of package 070.
Take a motion to approve the recommendation. Have a motion. Is there a discussion? Representative Jensen?
Where are we at? I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, Representative Jensen, we're on page 5.
That's fine. Thank you.
And this should be further down in your packet.
Yes.
Okay. I have the motion, discussion, objections. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 090 in the governor's budget added federal funds limitation for Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund, special payments to other agencies. Also included some smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval as modified to reduce the limitation for PCSRF transfers as a result of the efforts to address concerns expressed by NOAA Fisheries over the governor's proposed use of federal Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund monies. In other state agencies, the transfers were adjusted, and the total amounts transferred to other agencies is being reduced by approximately $1.8 million. The new total would be roughly $8.5 million would be going to other agencies. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified.
Representative Schaffer.
Thank you. Just for my own, Ed, is anywhere in here does it say Pacific Coho Salmon Recovery Fund?
We're way beyond that.
Anywhere in here does it say that? The chair rattled off PCRF as a representative what it was.
Oh, here's one. Look at the second budget note in the memo.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Further discussion. I would take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to package 090. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. On page 6.
Page 6, package 110, measure 66, grant accountability. The governor's budget had continued to one position, a grant manager, program manager position as a permanent, and also added a permanent information specialist position 5. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified, making both the positions limited duration, and also recommending to fund the information systems specialist position with the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund grant allowance. And the shift also includes PERS adjustments. That's why the added federal funds is not equal to the lottery funds that are being reduced. So LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified.
Questions or comments? We'll take a motion to approve. Have the motion discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 110, PCSRF grant accountability. The governor's recommended adding 3 limited duration positions to deal with PCSRF grants. One was an office specialist, 1 position, also an accounting position, and a public relations information media visibility position. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified to deny the establishment of the public information and media visibility position and allow just the 2 limited duration positions dealing with extra work created by the additional PCSRF grants.
Is there discussion on this? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 111. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries. Members, we have the continuing resolution on the floor right now, which I'm carrying. So what I'm going to do is stand the committee at ease. Representative Krieger has the next 5 bills on the floor after the continuing resolution, so he'll be staying. But if the rest of us would please return down here so we can continue work on this budget, and then we'll... Resources, Mr. Siebert. We just finished package 111, I believe.
Madam Chairman of the committee, that's correct. On page 6, we are now package 112. Program adjustments. This package adds some funding for payments to the Water Resources Department for administrative support services. OWEB has a contract with Water Resources to perform many administrative functions, including personnel, purchasing, and like functions. This would increase the special payment that goes to Water Resources for those costs. I don't believe the special payment's been increased since the program OWEB was initiated in 1999. LFO is recommending approval of this package as modified to allow for the increase for payments to Water Resources and also to add some funding for some reclassifications that went through during the interim, actually this spring, I believe, reclassifying an accountant technical position to an accountant 1 position and information specialist 2 position to a natural resources specialist 2 position. So LFO is recommending approving, adding some limitation for those costs. So LFO is recommending approval of package 112 as modified.
Questions or comments? Representative Marsh.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And this is kind of a general question. We've had the in result of discussions with NOAA Fisheries, had to rearrange our PCSRF funds a number of ways, and I just want to make sure we're not leaving any money on the table to go back to the feds.
Madam Chair, Representative Marsh, rest assured that the agency will work diligently to spend all the money that they are given.
Thank you.
Just a matter of curiosity,
PERS, et cetera, adjustments included in the figures here, or are they in the other part of the for those position increase costs?
Madam Chair, Representative Jensen, I believe those will be captured in the 801 package. We'll adjust all the PERS adjustments.
Okay.
Further questions or comments? I'll take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to Package 112 in the Operations Division. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries. Mr. Seeger.
Package 120 is a Watershed Council support package that was denied in the Governor's budget. LFO is recommending inclusion of this package and the addition of $1.7 million of federal funds from the Pacific Coast Sem Recovery Fund Program to add as the traditional supplemental support for watershed councils. We're putting it in this package to increase the visibility of what's going on with watershed councils so everyone knows what the total amount of funding is. So LFO is recommending approval of package 120.
Questions or comments? I'll take a motion to move the LFO recommendation.
So moved, and I'll throw in a comment. I think a lot of these watershed councils are doing really great work out there, and I'm glad to see us.
Well, just as a counterpoint to that, there are some of them that are lagging somewhat behind, and it's very gratifying to see the board putting a program in place to kind of move those folks along and reward people that are doing a good job and bring it to the attention of the ones who aren't, that they are, that there's issues then. Representative Schaffler.
I won't go on as I usually have, but they are doing good work. I'm sure there's always some better than others, but this actually brings people together. This is what government should do. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there further discussion?
No.
Objection. Discussion. We're backing up here. Representative Jensen.
Right. I would very like to comment on the good work that the Watershed Councils have been doing. And to make, I think the point that this is really Watershed Councils are really where the Oregon Salmon Plan comes into, its own, if mm-hmm. you wish. This is where success is going to be made, and if we don't do it there, it's going to be very, very expensive to do it anywhere else. So I'm most supportive of the Watershed Councils and of the budget that we have here and the ideas that are behind the budget. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Well taken. Are there objections to the LFO recommendation? Without objection, then the motion passes.
Package 121, PCSRF grants. The governor's budget used this package to add limitation for all the Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Fund expenditures that would be occurring within the agency, including supplemental support for watershed councils, as you just approved. We had pulled that amount of money out and put it in package 120. What you see is LFO recommending package 121 as modified to remove that $1.7 million of federal funds and also add Measure 66 Operations Lottery Funds for non-capital grants. Part of the concerns with the Pacific Coastal SEM recovery money is that it may be limited to areas where there are listed species, so it's important for the agency to have some non-capital monies that are available to regions that are outside of the reach of the listed species. So what you see in Package 121 as modified is what the non-capital grant program will look like at the beginning of the biennium. I would point out for the record that when the state receives additional federal monies through the Pacific Coastal SEM Recovery Fund program, the agency will appear before the emergency board for limitation and describe briefly how they will plan on using that money in their grant program, and that $2.8 million of federal funds is likely to grow considerably over the course of the biennium.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation?
So moved.
I take the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 121. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 122, IMST support. In the governor's budget, they added $547,000 of Measure 66 lottery fund operations to enhance the independent multidisciplinary science team funding.
In the agency's budget, there is a base funding level of about $400,000. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified to reduce the limitation for the expenditures to the same level as funding in 0305 plus an inflation allowance, which is $600,000 plus some inflation allowance for to begin the biennium with. And then you'll see a budget note related to the additional funding, the $342,000 that the governor had proposed, detailing conditions around which the agency would bring forward a request on behalf of IMST to the emergency board for additional limitation. And again, we can cover that when we get to the budget notes. But LFO is recommending approval of 122 as modified.
Discussion. Is there anyone else that wants to have any discussion? Then I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 123, LTRP operations. This has funding for the Lower Columbia River Estuary Partnership Program. Restore the funding to the $300,000 level that they had received in previous biennium. LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. Have the motion. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. Again, this is the package that LFO uses to make technical adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and attorney general rates from what was included in the governor's recommended budget. And LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Discussion.
As we've said, Madam Chair, over a couple of the other agencies, it would make me feel a lot better if they had a budget note, or not a budget note, but
a line item in the budget?
Well, it would make me feel better if they didn't have a line item in the budget for this particular agency. But it would make me feel better if, as one of their performance measures, they had a performance measure to reduce this expenditure, but there isn't one, and this agency is seemingly not spending a lot of money in this area, and I hope that these comments do not precipitate some kind of feeling on the part of the director of the agency that they need to spend more money in this, because if they do, then the representative will be unhappy when he comes back in the next session. The amount, you know, certainly seems reasonable on their attorney general's expenditures, and would move the package as recommended.
Okay. Any further comments on the package? I have a motion to move the package. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 802 makes technical adjustments, a couple of technical adjustments. First, it provides $3.6 million of federal funds carry forward limitation for grants that are being approved this biennium but won't be fully reimbursed and expended until the next biennium. This is in addition to roughly $10 million of limitation the department has in their base. So the actual limitation for carry forward expenditures is roughly $13.6 million. The package also continues for 9 months a limited duration position that was established a few biennia ago, working as an ESA consultant with NOAA Fisheries on listed species issues and permitting issues. And LFO is recommending approval of $67,295 to continue this consulting position for 9 months. And again, this would be limited duration. And I would first recommend approval of package 802 with the understanding that this is one-time limitation.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation?
Question. Why the 9 months? What's the significance of 9 months?
Madam Chair, Representative Jensen, I believe that there's a couple projects that the individual is working on that will be completed after 9 months.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion? I take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 810 begins on page 8, but the text is on page 9. This is a part of the package to address the concerns expressed by NOAA Fisheries over the governor's proposed use of PCSRF. This would establish a limited duration performance specialist.
It would be a natural resource specialist 2 position to deal with many of the reporting requirements that NOAA Fisheries have imposed on recipients of PCSRF monies. This position would also work with the department's already established positions, the NRS 3 and an ISS 5 that was approved earlier, on working on the effectiveness of the OWIP projects and reporting data not only to the federal partners but hopefully to the state as well. LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Questions or comments? I'll take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 811 adds $750,000 of Pacific Coastal SEM Recovery Fund limitation for special payments to accelerate completion of recovery plans for ESA-listed salmon and steelhead. Again, this is part of the agreement on dealing with NOAA Fisheries concerns about the state's proposed use of PCSRF. This would help complete recovery plans in an expedited manner beyond what agencies have funding for in their budgets currently. So LFO is recommending approval of package 811 with the understanding, again, that this is one-time limitation.
Questions or comments? I take a motion to move the recommendation. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 812 shifts some of the Measure 66 operations lottery fund support for watershed councils to Pacific Coastal SAM recovery funds, again, to deal with some of the concerns expressed by NOAA Fisheries over the state's previously proposed use of these dollars. I would note that you'll see in the far right column a reduction of $200,000 total funds, and this is to implement both the House and budget plan to ensure that funding for watershed councils is equal to soil and water conservation districts, which sustained a roughly $200,000 reduction in the governor's budget that was included in both the House and the Senate budgets for the Department of Agriculture. So LFO is recommending approval of reducing Measure 66 lottery support for watershed councils by $1,636,837, but increasing federal fund support by $1,436,837.
Questions or comments? I would accept a motion to move the package.
So
the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion.
Madam Chair, that's the last package for the operations program unit. I would direct your attention to page 11, the capital construction projects. This is where the funding resides, the 65% of Measure 66 funding that the department uses for capital grants. There are a couple packages in this program. Package 200 adjusts the capital constructions grant program limitation for the funding available. LFO is recommending approval of this package. With an additional roughly $6.8 million that will be generated for the program through the addition of line games, bringing the total amount available to OWEB for grants that are capital related to $41.3 million for 05-07.
Questions or comments? Representative Schaffler.
I do have a question. I've looked, I've been to some of their quarterly meetings, and I went through some of the watershed councils specific to their council budgets. And there will be contributions in there from PGE and Weyerhaeuser and big corporations and landowners. Does that go through the state, or is that handled somewhere else? How does that work?
Mr. Siever.
Madam Chair, Representative Schaffler, I don't believe that money flows through the state that I know of. If they're individual grants or contributions or donations to a separate watershed council, I don't remember ever including any limitation for those pass-through dollars.
Follow-up?
I'm not suggesting we limit it either, but I am suggesting that we put on the record that those monies are being generously contributed to these councils. And I think we need to highlight that because, I mean, I know corporate America is not perfect, but, you know, there's a lot of good work being going on out there that I think needs to be recognized, and unfortunately it goes unrecognized. I just wanted to get that on the record. Thank you,
I agree with you, and I think that it should be clearly understood that the grants that go out to the watershed councils have a very hefty local match component to them, too. So this is a way to keep the community involved at a number of different levels, the business community, the volunteer community, the ag folks, the timber folks. There's a lot of people at the table here, and that is one of the huge strengths of Watershed Councils, is that it's a platform for very diverse interests to come together and to work together, and a successful model. Further discussion on the LFO recommendation to package 200 in the capital constructions realm. I take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. There is discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 201, restoration, validation, monitoring. The governor's budget had included funding for a position to work on validation of restoration projects funded with Measure 66 capital lottery funds. Originally in the governor's budget, this was proposed to be funded through capital dollars. After some conversations with the department, we believe that a mix of funding using Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery funds and Measure 66 operation funds would allow more flexibility for the position to work and not specifically to individual capital construction projects. So LFO is recommending approval of Package 201 as modified with the funding change.
Comments or questions on the LFO recommendation? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. I have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, the last program unit is the Research and Development Program Unit. It's on page 13. I would just note that while there are no policy option packages for this program unit, there is $500,000 of expenditure limitation for carry forward limitation for projects, research projects already approved by the agency. I would just note for the record that there were a number of entities interested in either inserting budget notes or other language on directing the agency to consider grants using research and development monies, and it's LFO's recommendation and to these entities that they apply for monies, the agency will, gladly thoroughly consider any application for monies from the research and development program, and just wanted to make that point for the record, Madam Chair. And that's it for the LFO recommendations on the budget.
Thank you. Let's continue.
Madam Chair, again, going back to the LFO memo dated June 27th, the C is budget notes. There are three budget notes proposed for inclusion in the OWEB budget report. The first dealing with the independent multidisciplinary science team limitation that was reduced by $342,000. Again, just to make it clear that the monies would actually be allocated to OWEB for this additional expenditure, but no limitation is given, and the conditions are laid out in the budget note under which the OWEB may make a request on behalf of the emergency board for additional funding for IMST. That includes a report to describe projects that they will be working on, purpose of the work, statutory authority under which the work is undertaken, who requested the project, the anticipated deliverables, the costs anticipated to complete the project, and the date any projects are to be completed. And this report is also to be made to the interim House and Senate committees having jurisdiction over fisheries and water quality issues. The second.
Let's just discuss this one for a minute. Discussion, Representative Jones.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. It's kind of a question, but it is my understanding it's not the intention of this budget note to make the activities of the IMST subject to the political processes that we have in this building or with a lot of the other activities, nor is it in any way intended to take the I that is independent out of IMST, but instead that it is the legislature's need for more information so that the legislature may be better able to be a part of that team in the Oregon plan for salmon recovery and restoration, stream restorations, and to be able to allow the legislature, therefore, to
deal with any of the controversies that might appear along the way so that the IMST is still free and able to carry out their function as an independent multidisciplinary science team.
Representative Jensen, I would very strongly concur with your comments on this one. I think that one of the great strengths of the Oregon Plan is that we do have an independent team of scientists that are analyzing information and making recommendations, and that independence is very critical. I think that the concern that has been expressed in the legislative arena is very much more directed towards the tempo with which this discussion progresses and the cost of it. And so I think that what this budget note is very clearly trying to get at, rather than trying to control the outcome and the dialogue, it is an attempt to try to deal with timing issues and with cost issues to make sure. I think primarily we have a responsibility in this body to make sure that the money that we have to spend is being spent in an efficient and responsible way, and that is part of the issue here. There also has been issues around the coordination of information between the legislative arena and the IMST, and this will hopefully help that move along more smoothly too. But I do want to very much stress that the independence of the science team is very critical to the success of the Oregon Plan.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, for that additional clarification. I really appreciate it. I think it's important for us to understand and recognize how critical a role the IMST plays in this whole arena. And the fact that the IMST has been able, over the past 4 or 5 years now, to establish a good reputation, I believe, with National Marine Fishery Service, and for that matter, with other state science teams and other states in relationship to using some of the findings from IMST to support their other activities appearing in other parts of the world. So I think their track record is very good, and their reputation I think has been very good, and I certainly don't want to blemish or in any way imply that this is a blemish on that reputation. Thank you.
Representative Krieger.
Madam Chair, I had expressed a concern with the IMST. I believe you went on the committee yet back when we were having hearings, and they were here. That was based on my experience on the Board of Forestry, and we asked them to do some work for us, and not getting the information and actually being told that science did exist when it didn't exist, and that's why I didn't get it. I have a real problem with the fact that I see personal opinion and agenda coming into their work, and until I see a difference in that, I'm not very supportive of them at all.
Further discussion? I would take a motion to move the IMST budget note into the bill.
So moved.
Have the motion. Further discussion on the motion? Is there objection? Without objection, motion is carried.
Madam Chair, budget note number two deals with performance measures for OWEB. As you know, the federal government through NOAA Fisheries has been imposing a lot of reporting requirements on recipients of Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund monies. In an effort to streamline OWEB's information gathering and data tracking, this budget note directs them to work with the Joint Legislative Audit Committee on bringing OWEB's legislatively approved performance measures to the extent practicable in line with the federally required performance reporting.
Questions or comments? What I would say is I think that this presents a very positive opportunity for streamlining the information that we can get back and the information that the federal government can get back on the effectiveness of the measures that we're taking. I've had a brief look at the federal the beginning of the discussion around performance measures from the federal side, and I think from the state side, there's some very promising possibilities there to coordinate the reporting, and instead of having two separate and discrete systems, to blend them together for efficiency's sake. And I would take a motion to move this budget note. I have the motion, discussion, objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the third budget note deals with the organizational structure of OWEB. During the joint subcommittee presentation process, there were all concerns expressed over the cost of management positions and the number of managed positions in the agency. This budget note is an attempt to take a look at that and perhaps address it if some changes need to be made. And I'll just read basically that OWEB's directed to conduct an internal study of the executive service and management service supervisory spans of controls with a goal of reducing or streamlining the agency's organizational structure. And OWEB's directed to report the study's finding and recommendations to the Emergency Board no later than September 2006, so the feedback they receive from the Emergency Board can be considered when the agency submits its 07-09 budget request.
Questions or comments? Members, I think that this is timely, given the new director just taking over the helm of this. I think it's a grand opportunity to look for efficiencies in the organization, and I would take a motion to move the budget note. Have the motion. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm certainly not objecting to the budget note, and I do concur. And I would have to admit that over the interim and up to the beginning of this session that I had a lot of heartburn with this agency. I think I have expressed that heartburn to the new director. And I believe that probably we're not going to be experiencing that, and looking. And I do think this is an excellent idea. It will give the agency an opportunity to look at itself, so that then when we come back in a couple of years, we can ensure that those issues that were present are not continuing to plague or bother the agency. So I'm very supportive of the agency and what it's doing and what its intention is, and B, I think we're on the right track at this point, so I would be supportive here.
Thank you. Further discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. Mr.
C. Madam Chair, that takes us to D, recommended changes to appropriation bills, and there are two parts to this. Part one would insert the contents of House Bill 5074 into House Bill 5172 with the following changes. And you can see the changes that are occurring. I would just note that OWEB's budget bill also acts as the lottery allocation bill for Measure 66 funding, and that's why you see the monies for other agencies being included in their budget. The Watershed Improvement Operating Fund is the fund that holds the Measure 66 operations dollars, the 35%, and the transfers to other agencies and the amount being allocated to OWEB are outlined on the page 2, at the bottom of page 2. And on page 3 are some of the allocations from the Watershed Improvement Grant Fund, which is the 65% capital money fund, and the transfers that are going to other state agencies. I would just note that there are a few adjustments. For example, Oregon State Police, their allocation is adjusted downward with the intention that they spend some of the ending balance that they've carried over from the previous biennium. So their limitation remains the same in their budget bill, but the allocation is reduced, and the those monies are instead directed into the OWEB's capital grant program.
And Madam Chair, the last Section 10, you'll see a modification to the federal funds limitation for OWEB to adjust for what the actual Pacific Coastal Sound Recovery Fund money that we now know they will have and for the carry-forward limitation that they have in their budget. I would note that there's a couple sections that are not being changed that will be inserted into House Bill 5172, primarily dealing with other funds and with the carryover limitation for the Research and Development Fund.
Now, is there any discussion on this part of the recommendation, Representative Schaffner?
Just to point out, Madam Chair, on the memo, Section 7, Oregon State Police, there's a decimal point rather than a comma on the $964,000.
Madam Chair, Representative Schaffner, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Madam Chair, I know he puts Pacific Coho Salmon Recovery Fund definition well into the document, just to check on us.
Further discussion on the recommendation, the recommended changes to House Bill 74. I would take a motion to move House Bill 5072 into 5074 and add the amendments as detailed in subsection 1 of Part D of the LFO memo dated June 27, 2005.
So moved.
And the motion is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Subsection 2 inserts the contents of House Bill 5075 into House Bill 5173. This is a separate bill for the Capital Fund Grant Program. The reason for a separate bill is that we give the agency 6-year limitation for the capital grant program. Because it's 6-year limitation, it needs to go in a separate bill, much like a capital construction bill. The reason why they are given 6 years limitation is because these projects often take a long time to complete. Like any kind of capital construction project, they can't take a long time. And it was decided a number of biennia ago that instead of continually adding tens of millions of dollars of carry-forward limitation every biennium to the agency's budget, that we just give them 6-year limitation up front. That's why you see this in a separate budget bill.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation?
Just a question.
Representative Lawrence.
Since this is capital money lottery, do we do any bonding and use any of this as a revenue stream?
Madam Chair, Representative March, no, we don't.
Thank you.
Don't go there. This is complicated enough. I would take a motion to move the contents of House Bill 5075 into House Bill 5173 and make the amendment on page 1, line 6, to delete $34,621,516 and insert $41,300,000. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries. And with that, I would take a motion to move Senate Bill 56.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
That's the type of
bills.
House Bill 5172 and House Bill 5173.
I would take a motion to move House Bills 5172 and 5173 with amendments to the House Special Committee on Budget with a do-pass recommendation.
So moved.
Is there discussion on the motion?
Yes.
Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. I'd be very glad to move this to you.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 5172 and House Bill 5173 and open a work session on House Bill 5128. Of course not.
We're running around, so we can't carry it all over.
I got mine.
Ms. McGlashan, please proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. House Bill 5128 is the budget bill for the Department of Land Conservation and Development, and hopefully you had a chance to review the work session papers, which you received a couple of days ago. And there's, as you know, a memo and the orbit spreadsheet and then the performance measure report that we'll be going over today. So I'll just start with the memo, and that first page just gives you some summary information. And I won't belabor that, if that's okay with you, Madam Chair. We can just go right to this orbit spreadsheet. So if you'll turn your attention to that, pages 1 through 3 are just the summary for the agency. So let's turn to page 4 of 12, and this is the beginning for the planning program. And there are three program units for this agency, the planning program, grants, and then landowner notification. So package 090 is analyst adjustments, and this is a package that reduces the agency's mineral and aggregate position by 0.25 FTE. So it would reduce it from 0.83 FTE to 0.58 FTE. Due to a discontinuance of funding from the Oregon Department of Transportation, the package also reduces the agency's budget for savings from the Smart Ride program. So LFO's recommendation is that you approve this package as adjusted for the PERS rate reduction from 15.52% to 14.63%. You can see that adjustment there in the spreadsheet.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? I'll take a motion to move the recommendation. We have the motion, discussion, objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Package 101 is called management. I can call it out.
We will stand the committee at ease. We're going to call of the House as soon as the call.
Just called management accountability. It would add a permanent deputy director position to the agency to oversee and manage internal issues such as budgeting, personnel, and day-to-day operations. The agency hasn't had a deputy director, I believe, for about 10 years. However, this package is not in the House budget plan, so LFO's recommendation is that you not approve the package.
Comments and questions on the LFO recommendation?
Is that the House budget or?
No, that's budget.
Budget.
Okay. And Chair and members of the subcommittee, apparently Orbitz does not have a spell check. And in our haste to get all these budgets through, some things just have to slide.
Madam Chair, I thought it said get bud, which I would vote for that.
I did notice that myself last night. I just couldn't bring myself to waste any more paper.
That's right.
Do you have further comments?
I do, Madam Chair. I think this agency is at a stage it probably needs a deputy director, but I'm going to be objecting at this time.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative.
I think I probably would almost have to concur with the representative that they might need another management position there, and that would be one that would just keep track of who chaired committees on the House and probably the Senate side, so that when they wrote letters to chairs of committees, they'd make sure they got the right chair.
So are you going to? I'll join you. Not voting for this thing.
I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 101.
So moved.
And is there further serious discussion of the motion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
And then the next package, you'll see at the bottom of the spreadsheet is package 102, but this is actually not in the governor's recommended budget. It was a package that had been requested by the agency that was not approved for the governor's budget, but for some reason it printed on the spreadsheet. So if you flip to page 5 of 12, the next package is package 103. This would add funding for three limited duration positions, consultants, and other services and supplies for the first two phases of a comprehensive review of the state's land use system. This package is also not in the House budget plan, so LFO's recommendation is that you not approve the package.
Comments? Representative Mark.
Yes, Madam Chair, and I'm going to comment real quickly on 103, 104, and 812 since they've just been asked to go up and carry a bill. These folks help our local governments, and in the 30-year land use review, and I think they save local government a lot of money by working collaboratively in advance rather than waiting until a plan gets to them and then having to go back and forth. So I think we're penny-wise and pound-foolish there. I think on 104, the information technology, they're pretty antiquated over there. And then I particularly think on 812, the workload on Measure 37 has more than doubled since the Measure 37 things, and I think it's inadequate. It should be probably about $1 million more than the 800,000, and I know that's a lot of money, but I just wanted to put that on the record, and I would be objecting to those three packages and to the bill.
You can't leave. We won't have a...
Oh, yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Thank
you. That's why
appreciate your input.
Thank you.
Representative Shawford.
Well, Madam Chair, I want to share Representative March's concerns about the workload that's been put on this department in light of Measure 37 and everything we're doing. I mean, it's just continually piling up and growing and growing and growing, I'd imagine, and I don't know where we're going to go with all this, but I understand.
Well, and I think that we do have a package in here that will deal with the workload issues.
Yeah, right.
Right now we're talking about Package 103, the 30-year land use review, and we've essentially taken the money from that package and put it into Measure 37 issues.
Follow up on that, then, Madam Chair. Then, what about the plan use, the planning review? I mean, what we're doing is taking a crew off of one job that needs to be done and putting it on another. And I just want to I'm not objecting, Madam Chair. I just want to express my concern.
And I think that one of the considerations here has to be that Measure 37 is very time sensitive. There are very clearly defined time frames that have to be conformed to, or the state is in a pretty heavy position for liability. So I don't know whether this is the best time to do a 30-year review, being says the agency is going to be pretty much consumed with Measure 37 claims, and that it may be a more thoughtful look and a more far-reaching look once we have flushed the vast majority of those claims through the system and the impact on the system of Measure 37 is more known. That may be a better time to have this review discussion. I don't think that there's any disagreement with the need to go back and take a look at the way that the system is organized, and it's kind of like school funding. Everybody hates it, but what you do with it beyond that is not known. So I do think that from the aspect of being both thoughtful and being mindful of the agency's capacity, that the 30-year review is better off done in the next biennium. Is there any more comments on the package? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 103. Is there discussion? Further discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
And then, members, package 104 is called Information Technology Capacity Development. This would add funding for two permanent information systems position and equipment to enhance what they currently have in terms of system security, planning and managing information resources, improving customer service and so on. And again, this is not in the House budget plan, so LFO's recommendation is that you not approve the package.
Questions and comments? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 104. Have the motion. Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Package 107 is called Coastal Atlas. This reallocates federal funds expenditure limitation between budget categories to pay for a permanent information specialist position to continue the development and implementation of the Coastal Atlas. geographic information system. And LFO recommends that you approve the package, but it's adjusted for the PERS rate reduction. And you don't see the rate reduction because there's a shift between line item categories, but the reduction in PERS actually has been made.
Questions or comments? I take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 107. Have the motion. Is there a discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 108 is called the Coastal Projects Coordinator. This reallocates Federal Coastal Zone Management Act funds to support a natural resource specialist position entirely with federal funding, thus eliminating general fund support for this position. And LFO recommends that you approve the package as modified for the PERS rate reduction.
Comments? Questions? I would take a motion to approve. Have the motion. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 109 is transportation growth management budget reconciliation, and this would add other funds expenditure limitation to allow for increased reimbursement by ODOT for TGM activities, and LFO recommends that you approve the package.
Questions or comments? Take a motion to approve the recommendation. Have the motion. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 110 is flood hazard map modernization. This would increase federal funds expenditure limitation for four permanent positions to improve the quality of flood hazard information using funding from FEMA. LFO recommends that you approve the package as modified for the PERS rate reduction and also is aligned to the available federal revenues based on current estimates. So that would reduce the package to $240,000 federal funds expenditure limitation, three positions, and 2.5 FTE. And the recommendation is that those positions be limited duration.
Questions or comments? I would take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Have the motion. Discussion. Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Package 801 is the LFO analyst adjustments package. This decreases the budget for the PERS rate reduction, for the Attorney General hourly rate reduction, and also decreases federal funds limitation to align expenditures with available revenues, and LFO recommends that you approve the package.
Discussion. I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. I would take a motion.
Oh, I'll move, man.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Our heads are all nodding.
And then continuing on to page 7, package 811 is special budget committee adjustments number 1. This would add general fund to include a November 2004 emergency board action that supports the agency's base budget and the amount in 0305. And the amount needs to be carried forward into the 0507 base budget. It simply wasn't in the governor's recommended budget due to timing issues. It's been approved to be in the House budget plan. It would add $56,298 general fund, and LFO recommends approval of the package.
Questions or comments? I would take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, carries.
Then package 812 is special budget committee adjustments number 2, and this is $800,000 in general fund resources, four positions, which are limited duration, and four full-time equivalents, to provide funding to the agency for ballot measure 37 work. And I would just point out that during the hearings, the agency had come forward with a supplemental policy option package, because there's no funding for ballot measure 37 costs in the governor's recommended budget. And they had requested about $1.5 million, nine positions and 8.5 FTE, and that was based on receipt of about 67 claims per month. They now report that they're around 110 claims per month, and they estimate that their costs would be closer to about $2.3 million in 0507. So this, you know, certainly doesn't cover even the initial package that they requested, but there is the opportunity for the agency to come to the emergency board and request additional funding and positions if they find that they need that.
And pick up the pace a little bit, aren't they?
I would very much expect members that this agency will be working very closely with the emergency board over the interim to keep us abreast of the number of claims that are coming in and the pace at which the agency is able to deal with them. Because, as I've said before, I think this is clearly the number one priority for this department, and that we've got to get these claims through in an expedited and realistic kind of way. We unfortunately are in a place where we really can't gauge what we're getting ourselves into, and so we have to be able to pace this and be ready to change our management scenarios and our funding scenarios as it becomes clearer as this goes down the road. I'd like to call the director forward, if you would indulge me for just one moment.
Welcome, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
What I was interested in exploring just for a moment is the capacity that will be remaining within the agency when you've assigned all your Measure 37 duties out to folks. And what I'm particularly interested in is we were interested in maintaining the regional level of staffing to work with the local jurisdictions from the point of view of the importance of economic development. Sure. And getting Oregonians back to work. And so can you talk to us about what the capacity is going to be in that area and what your expectations for performance are?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Lane Shatterly, Director of the Department of Land Conservation and Development. That's going to be a challenge. Right now, we are in sort of an all-hands-on-deck situation at the department. We've included our field staff now because of the volume of claims in doing Measure 37 review. So folks in Bend will be sending a planner out to LeGrand for a representative position out in Northeast Oregon. Folks on the coast, Eugene and Southern Oregon, are already engaged in Measure 37 review and understand that at this point we are dealing with claims that entered the pipeline back in January, even before we got to the 67 per month projection. What is at risk, and this is why we'll have to continue to have conversations, what's at risk is that with these folks, even our field staff and our economic development staff already engaged to some extent in Measure 37 review, Measure 37 review will become more and more part of what they do, even in the field. Meaning that that is going to have implications on the time that they're able to devote to what we've really been striving for in the last year and a half, and that is putting them at the counter in the planning departments in cities and counties, especially smaller jurisdictions that really use our people as adjunct planning staff. My concern with the funding level that doesn't adequately support Measure 37 review really at the central office in order to free up our field staff is that it's going to reduce the amount of time that they will be able to devote to those technical assistance services. We'll do the best we can with what we've got, but certainly Measure 37, you are right, legally is going to become principal because of its the liability issues that attach to that. The very next level of priority for us in terms of our staffing and resources will continue to be technical assistance, economic development assistance to local communities, and we'll just balance and prioritize their time the very best we can within the resources, and as we need more, if we need them, we'll come back to eBoard and won't be bashful about asking for them.
The you and I have had a few discussions around the capacity in the management level of the agency, and I think clearly that the Measure 37 claims are the place where the agency management needs also to be focusing, and so the concern I had was just getting your take on whether the agency during the next biennium, where Measure 37 needs to be a focus, will be spending, I guess, what amount of time will you be spending on things like rule revision and plan amendments and those kinds of things.
Well, a couple of responses there. In terms of priority, of course, Measure 37 is clearly first. Second in priority is the technical assistance, the adjunct planning work that we do. When you refer to plan amendments, those are statutory obligations that we have as local jurisdictions submit plan amendments to us, periodic review. We have statutory timelines within which we have to review and evaluate those. So those will fall to the next level of priority. And other things such as rulemaking and other just initiating policy work, those are going to be things that we, I think, will fall really to the very bottom of any kind of prioritization or time that we have to spend based on the other work that we have to do.
So do you anticipate any rulemaking or policymaking endeavors over the next biennium?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, there are a couple things depending on what happens this session with Representative Jensen's House Bill 2458. We still have some cleanup to do on rural, commercial, and industrial development. I think for economic development purposes, that's critical. We've had a recent Court of Appeals opinion that invalidated work on a sub-regional rule that was adopted a couple of years ago before I came on board, dealing with metro and the urban growth boundary expansion. We may need to look at those, but I don't see otherwise an aggressive rulemaking policy agenda for the biennium. We're just not going to have the resources.
Thank you. Further questions or comments? Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is just a litigious nightmare brewing here.
Yes, it is.
You came in and asked for 8.5. I'm just going to use these numbers if I can remember. And we're giving you 4 FTEs. You could probably use 20. And then the trends, obviously, are going. It's trending upward in amount per month. Is there anything showing that plateauing? And then as far as the legislation that's in the building now, assuming it gets out and it's signed out and all that stuff, that would add some flexibility to land use, do you see that any of the claims or any amount of percentage of the claims that are in the pipeline now, would they be possibly to be able to be taken off the books if some of this legislation passes?
Representative Schaffler, you've got a couple of trends happening simultaneously. One is, no, we don't see a plateau. We're still on an upswing in terms of the volume of claims coming in. And frankly, I would not be surprised, and it's purely conjecture on my part, but I think I think I'm right, that when the session ends, we will probably see a spike in claims. I think you've had claims out there, folks waiting to see what the legislature was going to do or not do. And so I'm expecting that we'll see a spike, and it may be a sustained spike in claims after the session ends. So that portends an increase in demand. At the same time, we're getting better at processing the claims. We're using templates to the extent that we can manage these things on a streamlined basis. We're doing that, and so I think we're getting more efficient with claims. Unfortunately, a lot of claims come in that are very fact-specific. They present ownership issues. They present issues of applicability of certain county regulations at a point in the distant past that you just have to research. So some of these will still require time, but we are getting better. And so you've got the upswing in the volume. I think we've got efficiency that's as we develop more experience in handling claims that's going to temper that somewhat. I don't think it's going to cancel it out. I think the upswing is still going to overwhelm the efficiency in the process. And then you mentioned the legislation. If you're referring to Senate Bill 1037 or House Bill 3120, any number of the Measure 37 bills that are there on either side to deal with the Measure 37 process, I don't see that as affecting our workload. Those clarify claims process issues. They clarify judicial review. But neither of the iterations that we're seeing would substantially limit or increase the number of claims that we would expect to see.
Very briefly. And then have you seen the local governments that fall back on you for technical assistance? Have you seen any of them just thrown in the towel since you can't get to them soon enough and just waiving their rules and giving the training permit because they just can't wait any longer?
Madam Chair, Representative Shoffler, no. And I want to distinguish the technical assistance that we provide is primarily on the planning side, that is helping them with plan amendments, with periodic review, economic development, not necessarily Measure 37 things. That's not to say that we don't get lots of calls from county and city planning staff asking technical questions about Measure 37 because we, by default, I think, have become the state experts on the measure. But no, we've not seen any of them, as you say, throwing in the towel. Because frankly, since a decision by either the state or by a local government is subject to challenge not only by the claimant, but by neighboring property owners, you've got to be as careful on a waiver decision as you have to be on a decision to, that is, to allow a waiver as you would be on a decision to not allow. Because either one is as subject to challenge. And in fact, we're expecting cases will be challenged on both sides on the same decision. So it's not as if just granting waivers is going to be an easy way to offload some of the work on Measure 37. It's just it's not going to happen.
Thank you,
Representative Krieger.
When these claims came forward in the public, do you think they kind of understood the process maybe better after a while by watching it, and that's caused a ramp up? Like right now, I'm thinking about doing it and haven't got a clue I'm going to have to because I've been in this building the whole time. Do you got a standard form that's available somewhere online?
Representative Krieger, Madam Chair, yes, we do. It is online, as a matter of fact, and I think most counties have standard forms now, too. So you're right. I think as governments have gotten better at processing, I think more people are aware of it and more people are testing the water, and we're seeing some other things, frankly, that are increasing. First of all, time. People are just becoming more aware of it, and everyone's a little bit afraid to be the first one on the block to put their name in. But now, as they see it going forward, I think more people are joining in. Secondly, DAS has anecdotally identified some occasional spikes where major law firms have held seminars on Measure 37 claims and have filled the convention center on programs about filing claims. There are stair steps of claims coming in, apparently in response to some of that information that's getting out simply about the measure and about claims. And then something else that we're seeing, it's very interesting, but when, under the state rule, when DAS receives a Measure 37 claim, one of the functions that DAS serves is to identify neighboring property owners and then send notice to property owners just to advise them that a claim has been filed. We don't have a hearings process on claims at the state level, but we do provide notice to neighboring property owners. And actually that has generated claims by neighboring property owners who find somebody in the neighborhood is filing a claim and they say, oh gosh, I think I might be able to too. And so those notifications have actually generated some claims. So there are lots of things feeding into this increase. But whatever the cause, it's real and that upswing is still continuing.
Further comments? With that, then, I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to package 812. Have the motion for the discussion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Schitter.
Thank you.
And then, members, the final package for the planning program is package 813. This is Special Budget Committee Adjustments Number 3, and this is in accordance with the House Budget Plan, a reduction in most services and supplies, expenditure categories, and capital outlay by 3%, and that would be a $27,575 general fund reduction. LFO recommends approval.
Questions or comments? Take the motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
And just to summarize that program unit, that would provide $7,460,642 general fund, $901,247 other funds, $4,182,553 federal funds for a total of $12,544,442, 61 positions, and 57.94 FTE. The next program unit is the grants program. There are two packages in this program. The first one is Package 801, LFO Analyst Adjustments, and this simply adjusts federal funds expenditure limitation for updated forecast of federal funds available for distribution to local governments, and LFO recommends approval of the package.
Discussion? I take a motion to approve the package. Have the motion. Is there a discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Shaw.
I have a question of Sue. This just reflects the federal government cutting back on these kind of funds. Is that what that does?
That's correct, Representative Shaw.
The one comment that I might make is there has been an ongoing series of planning grants to the counties that are under the jurisdiction of the Columbia River Gorge planning overlay, whatever you want to call that thing. And we have in the past put a budget note in giving those counties a specified proportion of the grant funds because they have a more complex land use planning process to work with than the rest of folks that aren't under that overlay. And I would just hope that in the granting process that the agency would pay attention to the special needs of those counties. I'm getting an up and down head motion, and we'll just leave it at that. I would then take a motion to move the LFO recommendation to Package 801. I think I've already done that. I think I have the motion. Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
And then Package 811 is Special Budget Committee Adjustments. One, again, the agency's 2003-05 base budget was enhanced, I should say enhanced, restored with the November 2004 Emergency Board action, and this simply carries the amount forward into the 05-07 base budget. It would add $44,418 general fund. It's in the House budget plan. LFO recommends approval.
I have the motion to approve. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion is carried.
And that, just to summarize, provides $2,153,863 general fund, $1,573,000 federal funds for a total of $3,726,863, and there are no positions in the grants program. And the final program unit is landowner notification. Package 090 adjusts the budget for expected savings under the Smart Buy program, and this is, would reduce general fund by $50, and LFO recommends approval of the package.
Take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion is carried.
Package 801 is LFO analyst adjustments. This decreases the budget for the PERS rate reduction and the Attorney General hourly rate reduction, and LFO recommends approval of the package.
Take a motion to approve the package. Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carried.
Package 811, Special Budget Committee Adjustments Number 1. This adds general fund to include the November 2004 Emergency Board action, carrying that forward into the 05-07 base budget. And LFO recommends approval of the package.
A motion to approve the recommendation. Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion is carried.
And finally, on the last page, Package 813, Special Budget Committee Adjustments Number 3. This is the 3% reduction in the House budget plan and would reduce the budget by $276 general fund. LFO recommends approval of the package.
Take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion is carried.
And that provides $274,205 general fund and total funds for this program unit, one position and a 0.52 FTE. So then, members, if you'll turn your attention back to the memo starting or on page 2 at the bottom. The recommendation is to approve a motion to amend 5128, which is a blank appropriations bill, deleting the original the contents of the original bill, and then adding language to appropriate general fund, establish other funds expenditure limitation, and federal funds expenditure limitation as follows. For the planning program, $7,462,000. $1,642 general fund. For the grants program, $2,153,863 general fund. And for the landowner notification program, $274,205 general fund. And then for other funds expenditure limitation, established $901,247 for the planning program. Federal funds expenditure limitation established $4,182,553 for the planning program and $1,573,000 for the grants program.
I would take a motion to amend House Bill 5128 by deleting the contents of the original bill and adding language according to the recommendation on Section 3 of the LFO memo dated June 29, 2005. I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? And without objection, the motion carries.
Performance measures are next. I provided to you the legislatively adopted performance measures for 2005-07 report, and there are basically two changes to what the agency has proposed. On page 2, you'll see the second line down, there's a placeholder for agencies involved in economic revitalization team activities. The agency would need to get this approved by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by August 1st, 2006. And then on page 3 at the bottom, you'll see a measure for a performance measure for the percentage of Measure 37 claims assigned to the agency that are processed within, it says, X days. And so this is another one that would need to be worked on for the agency to come up with a reasonable target in terms of the number of days for processing Measure 37 claims.
Questions or comments on the performance measures? I would take a motion to accept the performance measures and note that there are two of them that will cause the committee or the department to work with a joint interim audit committee. And that would be the motion.
That would be the motion. Adopt the report.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
For budget notes, there's only one budget note that's been approved by both the House Budget Chair and the Senate Budget Chair for this agency. It's a budget note I'm sure you've seen before and heard about before, but I'll go ahead and read it into the record. It is the Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, the Department of State Lands, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Department of Land Conservation and Development, and the Water Resources Department will work with the Office of Regulatory Streamlining on one or more projects to streamline the delivery of water-related permitting programs and projects including water-related permitting associated with removal fill projects and on permitting associated with aggregate mining activities. The agencies will report back on their plans and progress to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee no later than April 30, 2006 and December 31, 2006. To the greatest extent practical, the Office of Regulatory Streamlining will involve the co-chairs of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee or their designees in any work group activities needed to implement this budget note. LFO recommends approval.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? I would take a motion to move the budget note into the bill. I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries. And with that, I would take a motion to move House Bill 5128 as amended to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Madam Chair, before you take the motion, just to note that we have two Section 3s in here. And so you don't, when you plug the numbers in, go to the second Section 3 for that.
Final motion should be Section 5.
Madam Chair, for the record,
Section 6.
LFO will make an amendment to the memo. On page 3, item number 3 should be item number 4. Item number 4 should be item number 5, and item number 5 should be item number 6.
Oh, good catch. Any further discussion on the motion?
I'm not the same, Madam Chair, if I may.
got a big crisis building up here. It's right up there with methamphetamines. It's just going to blow up in our face, I'm afraid. So when we talk about the emergency board, this is going to be an emergency.
Madam Chair, I would agree. It's been brewing for 32 years and sat back and twiddled our thumbs, act like there wasn't anything wrong. Now we got to deal with it.
I agree with that as well, Madam Chair.
Representative Johnson.
I concur with both of my colleagues on this, especially the fact that we've taken so long to address a problem that we knew was coming and we knew was there. And I would hope, I'm not sure that it's possible, but I would hope this serves as a lesson for us for things in the future, so that when we have issues that the people of the state are concerned about, that we address them up front in a way that would enable us to expedite the process rather than lengthen it out. I'm thinking as we were going through this testimony today that when I retired, the biggest mistake I made was not going to law school and taking a focus on land use and land use planning in Oregon, because this is certainly got to increase the enrollments in law schools around in the state of Oregon to their maximum capacity because of the gold mine for lawyers out here that we have created because of our inactivity in the past.
Economic development.
Very good.
And if there is no more discussion on the motion, is there objection to moving the bill?
Nope.
Without objection, the motion is carried, and I'll go ahead and carry this one. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 5128 and adjourn the committee.